Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Siri Williams.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, Hillary Clinton's chief campaign strategist has been demoted because of conflicts with his public relations work. Mark Penn heads the major PR firm Burson Marsteller and also serves as the president of a polling firm. After joining Clinton's team, Penn claimed that he would only do PR work for Microsoft during the campaign. But Penn recently met with Colombian government officials as part of Burson Marsteller's promotion of the U.S.-Colombia Free Trade Agreement. When news of the meeting broke, it was embarrassing for Clinton, who has criticized the trade deal. Mark Penn is no longer Clinton's chief strategist, but he continues to provide polling and advice to her campaign. The day after his semi-resignation, Penn took part in two campaign conference calls.
Mark Penn's misstep didn't only impact presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Colombian officials were upset when Penn called his meeting with them an error in judgment. They responded by canceling their $300,000 contract with his firm, Burson Marsteller. But the PR firm put a positive spin on the controversy. A memo to the firm's staff stated, quote, "It is more important than ever for us to communicate that we are more focused than ever on achieving our clients' goals," end quote. The memo added that Mark Penn's reduced role in the Clinton campaign will give him more time to advise Burson Marsteller's clients.
Burson Marsteller is also making news in Chile for its work supporting a controversial hydroelectric project there. The $4 billion project would build five large dams in an especially pristine region of Chilean Patagonia. Local environmental groups estimate that the project would harm at least 14 national parks and natural reserves. The Chilean government argues that the project is necessary because of growing energy demands and reduced natural gas exports from neighboring Argentina. To overcome opposition, Burson Marsteller helped the project launch a celebrity-studded media blitz. The project's pro-dam materials feature many beautiful pictures of Chilean Patagonia, but most of the areas shown would be flooded or filled with 150-foot-tall towers and high-tension cables if the project were to proceed.
Poor Unilever put too much cause and not enough marketing into its Dove brand's campaign for real beauty. The Dove advertising and public relations campaign drew lots of attention for critiquing the beauty industry and its negative impact on women and girls. But the campaign didn't mention Dove brands enough to increase sales. So Dove recently launched an online social networking site for women. The website has a girls-only section and short videos from Dove and MTV called Fresh Takes.
Life isn't easy for women in their 20s. But sometimes, all you need is a fresh take. Meet three young women taking it one day at a time.
Ugh, I'm so bad at first dates. There's so much pressure.
Unilever marketers hope Dove's new website has a more profitable mix of product mentions and empowerment rhetoric.
Liberal bloggers from the United States are spending 6 days in Israel as the guests of the Israeli government. The trip is part of the Israeli Foreign Affairs Ministry's efforts to encourage more sympathetic coverage of Israel. The government believes that U.S. blogs are more critical of Israel than our U.S. mainstream media outlets. The bloggers taking part include an editor of the Daily Kos website and former MoveOn.org lobbyist Tom Matzi. The bloggers will be briefed by Israeli officials on security issues and will tour the area between Gaza and the West Bank.
And now it's time to play 6 degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned the PR firm Burson Marsteller. The firm has a long history of creating front groups for its clients. Front groups deceptively present themselves as independent organizations that just happen to promote policies favored by their corporate funders. In the 1990s, Burson Marsteller created the so-called National Smokers Alliance on behalf of Philip Morris. Under the name National Smokers Alliance, Burson Marsteller ran full-page newspaper ads, paid college students to recruit supporters, published a folksy-looking newsletter, and encouraged people to lobby federal agencies against restrictions on smoking in public areas. None of the National Smokers Alliance materials mention that the group was fully funded by the tobacco company.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.